You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Let me ask you something. When is the best time to launch a sneak attack against freedom? A sneak attack against the dietary supplement industry, the last vestige of liberty, the people who love liberty in the dietary supplement field. The best time is right before the Independence Day holiday weekend, and they know it. And that's just what they've done. Yes, I mentioned it last Friday briefly before the end of this show, but Dick Durbin, the Turbin, has launched another assault on dietary supplements along with the FDA. That's right. The FDA just launched this whole thing. You know, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act back in 1994, that came into existence against their will, against the will of the bureaucratic oligarchy. They did not like this at all. But you, the people, we the people were an annoyance, a thorn in the side of the ruling elite. And we raised the holy ruckus back in the 90s. Letter writing, fax machines. It was before email was much going on at all. And it just, and phone calls too, yeah, let loose on these things. And Congress was forced to pass the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which was designed to protect the integrity of dietary supplements so they should not, could not, would not be relegated and treated as drugs by the FDA. Now, light is being shed on this story via the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. I've got the story linked up, of course, at robertscottbell.com as we kick into gear here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. You know, the whole world is watching. The whole world is listening. And do they know that we no longer love liberty in this country? Clearly, if we're going to let this stand, I don't think it will. I think the stink's going to be pretty big. But they really tried to sneak it by us over the holiday weekend. Yeah, we are celebrating Independence Day, doing all the fireworks, and at the same time, these evildoers in government conspiring to eliminate the means by which we can remain healthy, the means by which we can regain our health. And put aside for the moment that dietary supplements are not killing anybody. Poison control centers, 2008, 2010, zero deaths, zero, nada, the big goose egg. And yet the FDA has the audacity, and Dick Durbin has the audacity to come after the dietary supplement industry, already being regulated more than enough, in my opinion. Yet, even prior to those, let's say, ramp-ups in regulatory activity, people are still not dying of FDA non-approved substances. That's right. FDA didn't approve them. You have to register with the FDA to come out with these things. But back in 1994 was basically a key year here in preserving our ability to care for our bodies without undue overreaching influence of the federal government. They do not like supplements. Senator Dick Turbin Durbin does not like supplements. You know, these people want to rule you and tell you what you can put in your mouth, what you can put on your body. Is that what you feel the role of the federal government is? If so, then of course you've read and learned a different history than I learned, and you've been indoctrinated into something that is very damaging to the cause of liberty. Now, the FDA has issued draft guidance for complying with the dietary ingredient, NDI, New Dietary Ingredient Notification Protocols, which were, by the way, contained in the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA. Now, if you will recall, those that are into this, and as I've been for many years, DeShea said that supplements already on sale prior to the passage of the act, this were like before 94, were already grandfathered in. In other words, you couldn't go after them any further. They were there. They were on the market. Nothing was happening. You couldn't retroactively go and say, Ed, you can't do it. Now you're dangerous. So they didn't have to be reviewed by the FDA. But the new supplements developed after the act have been kind of a limbo because this is where it went in. All right, prior to 94, you're in. After, we're not sure. And here we are 17 years later. Still, supplement manufacturers don't know what the hell's going on because the FDA won't do anything with the rules they've been given, mandated by Congress to write. Of course, there's something wrong there. Why would Congress pass a law and then give an unelected bureaucracy, a bureaucratic oligarchy, the ability to just make this stuff up? Yeah, I want to use a different S word there. Make stuff up as they go. Let's see. Let's consult with our pharmaceutical overlords and see what we can do to destroy and damage and weaken the market for dietary supplements, eliminating anybody's knowledge of what they might do, the fact that they are safe. And the fact that they're not approved by the FDA should, if a rational American, thinking American, were awake and alive and conscious, would say, wow, it's not approved by the FDA? Probably pretty safe. It's approved by the FDA? Well, I better up my insurance because if I take this, I might not be around for my family. But DeShea, again, passed in 94. It's taken 17 years to provide regulatory guidance for new supplements. So what were you thinking if you were in business, right? You got a dietary supplement business. You brought a product to market sometime after 1994. It hasn't killed anybody, hasn't harmed anybody. It's helping loads of people. And you're stuck in limbo in this place of, I don't know, should we invest more money to grow our product, our company? I mean, our country needs us, right? The people need us. They need our product. But not only that, if we continue to grow at the rate we're growing because our product is so good, it's helping people and harming no one, we could provide jobs to a lot of Americans. But no, the FDA is sitting there going, we don't know, we might ban you tomorrow. And so you're not going to invest. This, you know, this comes down to the job-destroying, job-killing reality of Congress, of Dick Durbin, of the Democrats, and any Republican who signs on to this, of the nanny state trying to protect us from ourselves, in the meantime destroying the livelihood of perhaps millions of Americans. Dick Durbin, if this passes, you should be required out of pocket to hire all the people who have lost their jobs because of your nanny state mentality trying to protect us from the wrong things. The drugs. The drugs are the right things for which maybe there's a legitimate role that you could claim the government should protect us. Can anybody detect a little bit of upset in my voice here? The more I'm thinking about this story, the more upset I'm getting. Dick Durbin, you're no friend of the American people. You're no friend of the people of Illinois. You're no friend of freedom that you would stand up and try to put this nonsense out there any more than the Federal Death Administration, the Fear of Death Administration, that bureaucratic oligarchy, that job-killing regulatory agency is there to protect us. It is absolutely not. It is more evidence than ever that it is there to protect the drug industry and the drug monopoly from the people. And anybody that stands up for this should be run out of town on a rail, run out of D.C., run out of Illinois. Dick Durbin, this senator that never met a dietary supplement that he didn't think it was going to cause the end of the universe as we know it. 17 years it's taken them to figure out, well, what do we do with all these supplements that have come out since 1994 that aren't killing anybody and everybody seems to be happy about them? Oh, well, let's make them have to go through drug approval processes, right? Despite the fact that supplements can't be patented. You're going to patent a supplement? How are you going to do it? It's nature. You patent a supplement and everybody's going to copycat it tomorrow. You get a patent on it, approval. If it costs you $100 to $200 to $500 to $700 to a billion, million, trillion dollars, whatever it's going to cost, you're not going to go through the procedure to get approval with FDA in the same way drugs have to do it. It's going to be a non-patentable substance. $1 billion it takes the patentable ones to come through. And if they're treated like drugs, they're just not going to be any supplements. Bye-bye supplement industry. Bye-bye health freedom. Bye-bye America. Bye-bye Miss American Organic Supplement Pie. The new draft guidance is written in the usual regulatory non-English, according to the Alliance for Natural Health. Buried within it, though, are definitions of new supplements that will make more and more supplements subject to the new rules, right? New rules, as Bill Maher says. He's good on supplements, but he's screwed and whacked on everything else. Sorry to pick on Bill Maher for a moment. He upsets me, too, because he knows so well the evils of big pharma and how there is no vaccine and drug deficiency disease. Yet he calls for the growth of government. We need to grow government. That's how we're going to save our country and our jobs. No, another thing to be annoyed about. Here we go. One day after Independence Day, Robert's back. He's annoyed just like before. Yes, I love liberty so much that I'm annoyed by people who do not. You know, it's God's honest truth. What can I say? Hey, but the vitamin L will flow. It will, despite it. I'm just letting loose on my emotions here. The rules are designed to make it harder and harder to market new supplements, all of which will need to submit notification to an agency that is fundamentally hostile to the supplement industry. Isn't that saying it right? The FDA, fundamentally hostile. Dick Durbin, fundamentally hostile. Henry Waxman, fundamentally hostile. The Democrats, fundamentally hostile to the dietary supplement industry. And Republicans have been marginally better on this issue. I'm just calling it like it is. Doesn't make me a fan of Republicans or Democrats. But they have all thrown freedom to the wind, and the wind has blown it away from America. In regards to the dietary supplements in the industry that is probably the bright light of our dying economy here. Despite the dying economy, despite Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve, people are flocking to dietary supplements. You know it. You listen to the show. You read Natural News. We all take it. Do we want to take what the FDA has given us, though? No, they're giving us the pains that we're trying to undo. You want supplements to be harder to come to market, harder to stay on market, despite that they're not killing anybody? Each supplement requires its own notification to the FDA. A separate notification would then be submitted by each company that offers it, right? Same thing, you could be coming out in Europe, because it's not patentable, but you got to put that same notification in, same approval process. And in addition to that, a notification must be submitted again if the supplement is reformulated in any way or offered in combination with any other supplement or ingredient. Based on what the FDA has done in the past, many more applications will be rejected than accepted, and the cost of the whole process will be so high that you will not be able to afford dietary supplements, which is the game plan of Dick Durbin. He single-handedly wants to destroy the economy, whether he knows it or not, unconsciously. It's inexcusable, and Dick Durbin should be sent home. He's incompetent to serve the way he's attacking supplements in this way. If you simply modify an existing dietary supplement, you're going to have to ask, oh, FDA, please, can we have permission to be okay on the market? In the meantime, you got the drug industry patenting it, getting approved, killing people, selling it off-label, and only after millions and billions of dollars later do they get fined. The federal government is happy they get their money, and the supplement, well, in this case, the drug, still on the market. Maybe it's got a black box warning, maybe not. Maybe they slap somebody, maybe not. Nobody pays for the death and mayhem and destruction of the drug industry. The FDA protects it. Is it time to end the FDA? Nullify the FDA. Yes, that makes me happy when I say that. Nullify the FDA. Oh, my heart lightens when I say that, Don. Nullify the FDA. I'm getting happier every time I say it. Yes, nullify the FDA. Now, this is not a done deal here. We have 90 days now because they're required. The FDA is required to give 90 days to comment on their proposed nonsense, dangerous guidance. And the experts at ANH are busily analyzing the proposal in all its detail, and they're going to report, and we're going to keep you up to date with these action alerts. I'll have them linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. If you're signed up and getting the newsletter at naturalnewsradio.com, you'll be plugged in. And I know that we'll be writing some things through Natural News as well. We have to stop this. And of course, everything you did in 94 times 10 is what we'll need to do to stop it. McCain, yeah, Senator McCain, is he still around, the crotchety old man? Never met a dietary supplement that he likes? These people are dumb as turds, honestly. McCain included, that they're attacking your supplements this way, despite the fact that it is the drug industry that is killing the American people. And I guess that's okay for Durbin. I guess that's okay for McCain and the Democrats and the Republicans who are not fighting for your liberty, your freedom, to have access to dietary supplements, to know what they're being utilized for. And of course, anything that was submitted or that has been in existence since 1994 depends on our ability to stop this nonsense from happening. Now, Durbin, he puts together this Dietary Supplement Labeling Act of 2011. It's called Senate Bill 1310, S-1310, formally introduced into Congress, again, on that Friday, right before the holiday weekend. Not an accident. And when that language becomes available, it'll be out there. We'll be talking about it. We'll get some people from the ANH out here. Look out. Action alerts on S-1310 through the Alliance for Natural Health, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to keep kicking this thing in for freedom, for liberty, and taking all the tyrannical dunderheads in Congress on, whether they be in the executive branch as well, because they need to be called to the carpet for their anti-American, anti-freedom, dangerous, drug-induced love affair attack on dietary supplements. And that's what I got to say one day after the nation celebrates its 235th birthday, Declaration of Independence, my aspirin. They want us to be dependent on drugs. Not here, not now, not ever. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where you come for health, freedom, and liberty every day. Thank you for being here. Say thanks to my sponsors. We're coming right back with more powerful healing and more stuff in the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anybody else fired up this day after Independence Day, my fellow Americans? Anybody? We going back to sleep, right? We shut off the fireworks, that's it. Another 364 days and we'll remember liberty again. No, I don't play that game. Robert Scott Bell doesn't play that game. It's 365 days a year dedicated to liberty. And so we do not go quietly into the night. In fact, since we play this show 24-7 just about, it could be daytime in Australia you're listening now, and nighttime here in America, depending on when you were listening to this show. And the message is resounding. It's resonating. And I am pleased and honored to be able to deliver it. Let's see what else is in the news. So on the economic front, did you see that the S&P dealt a blow to the Greek bailout plan? This is basically tipping my hat off to the international community listening here. We've got enough economic problems. Dick Durbin's coming after the good part of the economy here in America because he wants to attack dietary supplements again. And you look at Greece and they're on beyond the verge of bankruptcy, and all the bailouts that they want to do through the IMF and the World Bank, which relates to the U.S. taxpayer. How? Because we own, what is it, 18, 19, 20, 21%, I don't know the latest percentage, in the IMF World Bank, comes out of the U.S. taxpayer base. And, of course, the Federal Reserve System, semi-private organization, non-governmental organization. And, of course, all of this is basically set up to destroy the sovereignty of every individual, every human, and every nation or country on the planet, and homogenize everybody into the same vat of jello, a Soylent Green. So the S&P, Standard & Poor, deals a blow to this Greek bailout plan. Yeah, right, the euro. We're going to bail out Greece. Here's a few more billion. Here's tens of billions more, 43.6 billion in euros. Is that 30 billion euros, 43.6 billion dollars? It's not enough. It's not enough, and the credit rating's going down. And people are freaking out because the AAA is going to go to AA of the U.S. bonds. Listen, this is where it's going. If you have not listened to the economic preparedness, be prepared, not scared, survival seminar that Mike Adams and I did, it is still as valid today as the day we recorded it. And there's going to be more, as we talked to Mike Adams yesterday briefly, and keep an eye open for the next in the series when we talk about food security. This ship is going down. No, not the Robert Scott Bell ship, not the National News ship, but the ship that is fiat, that is phony, that is based on funny money, that is based on FDA bureaucratic regulation of the world through UN Codex Alimentarius. Right? The EU lost access to many of their supplements because it's, listen, go back and listen. Any of my programs that I've had Jonathan Emord on, and you can go back through the Natural News Radio archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you'll listen, you'll understand what the hell has gone wrong that we put these, tyranny, government tyranny. That's why there isn't America today. We had the Declaration of Independence. It was to celebrate, well, acknowledge, let's say, declare ourselves independent and free from government tyranny. And all we got is government tyranny since that day. Different people wanted to rule over other people. Could not stand that you would be free. That you could be free to care for your health. Free to care for your future. And this is where we are attacked by those that are completely unaware of history, who say that those who love liberty are being cruel and unusual to those who are dependent. Well, dependents require overlords. Overlords love dependents, need followers. Those who love liberty don't need followers. That's why it's hard to herd a group of libertarians, right? It's like herding cats, as they say. We're all independent, individualists. Of course, in that way, we are able to help those people who are suffering, who have grown dependent on the nanny state. This is true in Europe with the socialized system that is failing. It cannot be propped up by any amount of printing of euros or dollars. And it is true here in America for those who have bought into the welfare state. And it is true of the military-industrial complex who survives on taxpayer funds, the welfare from taxpayers. The money that is printed out of thin air is then basically stapled to the forehead of each child that is born in America as an artificial debt that is not theirs, spiritually speaking, but perhaps politically speaking, because they've been duped into getting a birth certificate, a social security number, and that they become a number, a beastly number, and they're working not for themselves, not for their family, not for their fellow man, but for their overlords. And this is where we are. This is where the rebellion is happening. This is the rebellion that happened in 1776. And that from the moment it did happen, it had to be shut down, it had to be used, it had to be marginalized, abused, to the point where the United States was no longer the United States. It had become co-opted and corrupted, become the world's policeman, to become the nation builder, all to drain the resources of the United States so that those who love liberty could no longer afford to live free, which is really, honestly, the only way you can't afford to live is free. You want to afford to live as a slave? Not here. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not happening. I'm just reviewing a bunch of news stories here post-Independence Day holiday, and I just hard for me to just review the news without that lens, you know, looking through it with the cause of liberty in mind, everything that I do. There's a great article that was written by Lysander Spooner. I see it on LouRockwell.com right now, and it talks about the Constitution has no authority You know, I'm thinking here, you know, here we are. We talk a lot about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and such. But, you know, I also acknowledge the fact that those documents never made us free. In fact, they're, you know, and Michael Badnarik joked about it the other day on the show, right? You heard him. He's like, get me that document, that one that says I'm free, that makes me makes me magically free. If I could sign that, if all I had to do was sign that, you know, and he had this guy fill out that paper. And then he just trashed it and said, okay, you're free now. Carry on. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that I'd like people to get back to. The reality that their freedom is not dependent or determined by somebody else. That it is only you to decide and you to act on what you know to be true. Freedom doesn't come because it's granted to you. Even the old saying, give me liberty or give me death, by Patrick Henry. I always questioned. I said, why is he saying give me liberty? I mean, isn't liberty his just to live, to take? And so it comes back to an authoritarian power structure, always having to struggle with authority to say, listen, please just give me liberty. Of course, authority never wants to give you liberty. Not one wants to give you anything. It's something that is you by virtue of your birthright. And until we start thinking in those terms, we're kind of putting things in between our ability to live freely. In this article, I'll link to it, the Constitution has no inherent authority or obligation. It has no authority or obligation at all, unless as a contract between a man and a man. And it does not so much as even purport to be a contract between persons now existing. It purports at most to be only a contract between persons living how many years ago at the time he wrote that, 80 years ago? Now 235 years ago, Declaration of Independence, let's see, 76, 87, 11 years, 224 years ago from the dawning of the Constitution ratification. I didn't sign it. Did you sign it? No. But it doesn't make us free any more than it should make us a slave to anything that the federal government does. And I guess that's the concept why I wanted to spend last Friday through yesterday, and here it is, as I said, 365, every day of the year for me. Liberty colors all of my actions. The dawning of liberty, the recognition of liberty, the acknowledgement, the living of it as such. And I just happen to have, well, I guess the illnesses in my young life to make me yearn for freedom. Well, actually, I first yearned for health. And that coincided with, oh my gosh, health, freedom. They go together. One cannot be separated out. If you separate one without the other, you can't have either. And so as I talk about some of these stories that are astonishing to me, like here's another one. CNN, right? The cable news network at the time when Clinton was president, used to call it Clinton News Network, right? Any funny names they give it. But this is this article under parenting. Why you should love germs. This is by Alan Green from parenting.com. And how do they let this one slip through? Because this means somebody else out there is ignoring in the edict that it's the germ theory. You got to be scared of the germs. And here was the article, why you should love germs. And I love that that's getting out. Rather than focusing on killing germs, parents should think about how to encourage their growth. There's a great picture of kids on a swing, or maybe it's a larger kid or it's an adult. I don't know, but two kids with dirty feet. It's understandable that parents want to keep their children's environments clean, especially when kids are young. Moms wash their bottle in hot water, eat clean pacifiers that fall on the ground, and take dirty things out of their mouth. But overall, when it comes to germs, most people have it backward. With relatively few exceptions, they are good for our kids. What is going on here? One Independence Day, and suddenly now they think they can write about the law of the terrain without shutting down the cable news network? Antibacterial products, here they're referencing and reducing infections, but they promote growth of drug-resistant organisms. I guess this is a tacit admission that they have failed, that they're letting this out. I mean, they realize that it's the destruction of the human species, maybe the animal species, that we destroy all microbes. Supporting the right, quote in quotes here, bacteria can have a huge health payoff for your kids. Fewer ear infections. Oh my gosh. They're going to have to get a new drug application in there for this article. Yeah, you can't put that out there without FDA approval. Tummy aches, fewer episodes of diarrhea, fewer urinary tract infections, fewer food allergies. It can even help kids fight off colds, flu, coughs, fevers. Here they're making microbes a dangerous new drug, not approved, not qualified as safe and effective for the uses that they're describing in this article. Of course, what's interesting about this article is it's like me. We are opining, if you will. We're putting out there, we may be referencing science as well, but we're not selling anything. But wow, if CNN were suddenly selling CNN brand microflora, right? CNN probiotics. Let's say a private label is Dr. O'Hara's CNN probiotics. And it were selling that in conjunction with this article, somehow mentioning it, that suddenly now CNN would be in violation of the what? Freedom of speech? You violated freedom of speech. Whoa, what did I do? You actually thought you were free to speak. That's how you violated it. But it says freedom is First Amendment. What did I do? What did I do? You actually spoke the truth. But isn't that okay? No, it's not okay. That's commercial speech. You could profit off of that speech. Therefore, it must be regulated. It must be limited. You might convince somebody to buy CNN, private label, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because you claim that microbes can prevent infection. Yeah, darn right. It's true. It's factual. Everything is satisfactual except that you don't want me to push the First Amendment for all it's worth, much less CNN. And this is encouraging. It's a short little article, but still it's astonishing. I don't know if anybody has linked to it, but I'm sure linking to it. I want you to read it, point it out. Maybe you could teach your pediatrician a thing or two and they'll stop prescribing antibiotics for every little sniffle you got. And of course, you know, yogurt, they mentioned pickles, fermented foods, right? Culturing vegetables. Dark chocolate has microflora. Feta cheese. Of course, I'm concerned about the radiation. But as I said earlier, too, the microflora may be the answer in the future in addition to everything else we talk about here. Homeopathics. Herbs, supplements, sea vegetation, selenium, iodine, all of these things. The microflora may be the thing that can save us if they find a way to convert these dangerous radioactive elements that are now in our environment and now in the foods that we eat and also in our bodies, especially if they're in children's bodies because they keep on giving that gift of destruction, of inflammation, of oxidative damage to the cells. So there are other foods they actually mention that are good to nurture the good germs. Garlic, onions, right? High sulfur-containing foods, asparagus, whole oats, whole wheat. Of course, whole wheat, if it's not organic and non-GMO, stay away. Honey, even honey for children over age one. Of course, that's food for the bees. We use the Manuka honey. In fact, because my daughter doesn't like to swallow pills yet, so we mulch up the super sea veg in there. The sea vegetation, and then we put the selenium, the whole food selenium and chromium that I get from Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy, and we crunch them all together, you know, grind them up, put them in some of the Manuka honey, and that way she eats it down. You know, interestingly enough, though, last couple of weeks when she was off from school, we were like, it's vacation mode, holiday time in the Bell family household. And, you know, we're kind of slacking off a little bit. That happens. And we haven't been giving her those daily supplements, neither my son either. And it's just been, let's let it ride for a while. Kind of unconsciously see what happens. And I got to take a break. Okay. Don, I'll take a break then. I'm going long again. Here I am back selling you freedom. And I'm not even charging you anything for it. Why would I? Freedom. It's very expensive. You actually have to do something for it. But first and foremost, we got to take a break. I'll tell you what happened. Not giving my kids supplements for a couple of weeks after this break. Right here, right now, on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, I was telling the story about my kids, particularly my daughter, but you know, we do our daily regimen of supplements. They do eat organic. Yes, I've admitted that they do occasionally get organic junk food. In fact, I have a little Liberty Bell, born on the 4th of July. So we just had a nice party as well, in addition to celebrating our nation's birthday. We made some, actually, I say my wife made some organic cupcakes. Oh, yes. Oh, and they were a delectable treat. Not the thing you want to subsist on every day, but okay, it's a treat, it's a birthday, it's a celebration, no problem, get through it. But prior to that, in fact, the night before, or two nights ago, my daughter gets up, comes into our bed, says, "Daddy, Mommy, my ear hurts." Now, she had been very snotty, if you know what I mean. Lots of snotty and sneezing last few days. And, of course, it's not typical, very atypical of them. And my wife and I looked at each other. It's like, we haven't been given their supplements for a couple of weeks, have we? No, we went into summer mode. We're human, okay? But look what happens. Look what happens without the chromium, the selenium, the probiotics, the sea vegetation, the simple stresses of everyday life, the exposure to toxins from food, water, and air. Of course, we control for the food and water the best we can. The air, we don't have a lot of control over out there. And, of course, the radioactive exposure. All of these things weaken our bodies and the little bodies that the children have. And the body responds. A cold may or may not be a real viral issue. But certainly when you see extra sinus activity, the body is trying to throw these things out. You know, the excess mucus buildup. Trying to get it out of the body, whatever debris, toxins or viral debris. And of course, I argue more toxicological issues here. So we immediately began to give her some homeopathic remedies to address the earache. We've been giving her the silver. I even ear candled her the next day. And yes, ear candle. I lit an ear candle, FDA. FDAU. Because it was completely safe and extremely effective to do so. And we, you know, basically got the kids back on the supplements. I mean, she was better that day. But also, I want to reiterate that something else here. because, you know, oftentimes, and there wasn't really much fever here. That's why I felt it was more of a toxicological issue. You know, whatever exposure, we need to really boost up selenium levels, do all the things we can to support the liver, give them the homeopathic detox, that kind of thing. Well, we basically were dealing with a child in pain, an earache. It's very painful. And I grew up with a lot of them in my young life. And if there's one thing that a parent feels, it's that empathy, that, oh my gosh, my child is in pain. You know, and part of you says, I want to sleep too, right? Middle of the night. But at the same time, you're dealing with a child in pain. And so, no Tylenol in my household, no aspirin in my household. I've told you the story about my son at 11. Didn't even know what an aspirin was. You know, when I was making a joke about, I worked my aspirin off, son. And he said, Dad, what's an aspirin? And he was serious. And you know, at that moment, I realized I was a good parent. Yes, I did not abuse my kid with drugs. He didn't even know what a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug was in terms of the name aspirin. He'd heard of it, but it was the first time I realized he really didn't know what it was because there was no frame of reference. Why? It wasn't in our household, not in any of our cabinets. Never did we talk about, oh, honey, you might need an aspirin. You might need a Tylenol, whatever. No, not here. And so we did the white willow bark tincture. We got some white willow bark and put it in a little shot glass, mixed it with some water. And my little girl shot it down like a good girl. And she went back to sleep, slept right through the morning. Her earache was gone. You know, we worked with her throughout the day, continued to get all the supplements back in her. And then we took her out, went swimming the next day at the party and everything, and she was fine. I mean, she was going all day long, all day strong, just like a healthy child should be. As I joke, honey, maybe we should have drugged her. She's just not slowing down ever, except occasionally when, you know, she's knocked down by whatever stressors are in the environment. Little different way. I realize if you're a new parent, that can be kind of freaky when you're dealing with colds and flus and influenzas or the fevers, in this case no fever, but even a earache pain. And even the doctors, the good docs, know that the antibiotics mostly don't work for the earaches anyway. And you would, you know, do the things that I've done, or ear candle, and do these other things. And by the way, if you haven't ever heard me interview Doc Harmony from Harmony Cone, ear candles do not suck out wax like a Hoover vacuum. They don't. Don't let anybody lie to you like that. Maybe they actually believe their lies, but it doesn't work that way. You're talking about drying out the interior of the ear canal, which makes it less conducive for infection. And of course, by drying it out, you can dry out excess wax and it will kind of flake out naturally. That's another thing. But there's also energy involved there. There's a swirl of energy. If you've ever watched an ear candle burn, there's a swirl of energy like a vortex. And that vortex is very real. It is how we make homeopathic medicine. It is how we make anything very special in terms of energy and energy centers in the body, including the higher energy centers within the head. It opens them up. Energy is real. You'll learn that if you haven't already. This is not a materialistic radio show. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. And yes, we embrace energy here. We do not fear it. So there's my brief little story about getting back in and slacking off for a couple of weeks on the kids' supplements. And even though they're eating only organic food, it's still not enough to counteract what we're dealing with in the environment, particularly the unseen, unknown, unacknowledged by Obama radiation that is affecting all of us right now. And I acknowledge if you're overwhelmed by this information and you don't know what to do, don't be a deer in the headlights. Please move. Please do something. And at the very least, if you only call up King Bio and get the EMF detox, which considers the radiation as well, at the very least, you'll be doing something to counteract it energetically. That's good. And this month, we'll be talking with another dear friend of mine, Dr. Teresa Dale. She's an absolute sweetheart as well. She's done so much good. And we'll talk more about the ways to counteract the radiation. There are a lot of tools I want you to have because one is never enough now. We've got a lot of assaults coming at us from a lot of different directions. You know, not only politically, not only economically, but physiologically, emotionally, mentally. Yeah, spiritually too. I mean, these things are spiritual crises. We're deciding where we're going as a planet. Are we going to be on the planet? The planet's going to do just fine if we decide to abandon it. You know, we'll abandon it via suicide, I guess, if we continue this path of embracing GMOs and pesticides and drugs as opposed to living simply again and getting back to the land and honoring nature, working with nature. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, some men are just like, oh, no, my ego's too big. I can't work with nature. I got to conquer it. That's right. We are here to conquer and make everything bow down to us. Boy, oh boy. To carry, walk through life with an ego like that, that's got to be a great burden. Man, so arrogant, maybe so ignorant, that he would think that he gets to rule everybody and everything and learn nothing from nature, the natural order of the universe. And if you want to put it in terms of God and spirituality, then if God created the heavens and the earth, do we learn from the rules of the universe, the principles that apply, that are, you know, do we abide by them, or do we try to conquer and alter them and sneak around them and loophole them? Again, something we don't do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If I do, slap me around, wake me up, go, hey, Robert, don't do that. You're not abiding by the principles. I'd like to hear from you. 866-939-BELL. I forgot to give you the number today. 866-939-2355, as well as robertscottbell.com, and of course, naturalnewsradio.com. Sign up for email alerts. Lots of cool stuff happening and developing out there to bring the power to heal back to you. And speaking of bringing the power to heal back to you, I had a question that came up yesterday on Facebook, and I need to go to that. It relates to tendons. Remember, I had this as a child, tendonitis, when I was an elementary school student. Tendonitis. Can you imagine? Kids with inflamed tendons. What the heck was going wrong? Of course, the reality was my liver was toxic and congested, and I was on so many drugs. What did you expect? But the doctors, no, they never acknowledged that. Not the way they're trained. So anyway, Patrick writes me on Facebook, my wife has some very serious Achilles tendon issues. Anybody ever injure their Achilles tendon? Oh, man, that'll cause you to move about the planet much more gingerly. He wants to know if I have any suggestions for this. Oh, boy, do I have one or two or ten. I don't know how much time I have, but I'll get to some of them there for you, Patrick. He said he's used some DMSO, which is a solvent that can, you know, work. They use that on the tendons often of horses, but it's not helping much in this case. He's been reading up on magnesium. They used to take pharma drugs before they learned they could cure things without it. Well, Patrick, welcome. I'm glad you're here with us on that. The magnesium you're taking now, it's, she's saying it's causing them to go to the bathroom. You know that we've talked about that with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Give a listen to my archive shows with Dr. Dean, and we talk magnesium intensely about ways you can take it so that you don't have the fast bowels that are faster than you need them to be. Also, with that magnesium, her tendon is fine without any major activity, but when she walks on a treadmill or does any activities for any length of time, it swells up and hurts her a lot. So this is why we want to talk about this issue, because Achilles tendon injuries are very nagging. They tend to go from acute to chronic if you don't know how to take care of them relatively, let's say, quickly, but at the same time, over time. And when we talk about tendons that are far afield from the rest of the body, right, it's harder to heal, for instance, a broken toe. I'm dealing with that. And it's pretty much healed, but occasionally it's still sensitive. You know, a couple of months later, has it been? Why is it still sensitive? Well, the further away it is in your extremity, sometimes the harder it is to heal. The energies of the body, the circulation of the body, the lymphatic system, all the things that need to occur for healing to occur. And when it's you know, out at the extremities, I'm not saying every time that's the case, but I've seen that as a common pattern. Now, when we have inflamed tendons, we also have to acknowledge that metabolic waste may be trapped there. They're not escaping that area, causing this chronic tendonitis or inflamed tendons, even in a healing Achilles tendon. And so what we want to do is pull out those metabolic wastes more efficiently. Now, here's where the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, utilize cherry juice concentrates against the approval of the FDA, which doesn't want you to know that, yes, it can pull out uric acid. Uric acid can affect not only the toe, which is where the gout is, but can affect the tendons as well, anywhere in the body, and particularly there in the Achilles area. Becomes the Achilles area. The weakened area becomes the area where a lot of debris, metabolic waste, gets stuck. And because of this, the healing may be retarded. And I don't mean retarded in a derogatory sense. I mean slowed. And this is where you go chronic. The inflammation continues. And I realize I've got to continue this after the break. Every segment today, I come back from the holiday, which I really didn't take much of a holiday. I mean, from this show, I couldn't stop. I had to get the message out, as you know. But yeah, here I'm going long again. So this is going to be an abbreviated segment. I'm going to devote it to the issue that Patrick asked about his wife's Achilles tendon inflammation. But you'll have to stay with me, coming back after the break.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv, This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So what are we going to do for Patrick's wife here with the inflamed tendons, the Achilles tendons? Aye, aye, aye. Obviously, you can utilize some things locally, not non-steroidals, of course, but natural herbal and topical anti-inflammation substances. We do want to increase the EFAs, the EPA, the DHA, all of those things that reduce inflammation all throughout the body. But primary among the things we have to do is a liver cleanse. Get that liver doing its job so it can process the metabolic waste so efficiently that the debris field will be easier to clear down around the Achilles area so that we can see healing occur. Right? We talk about the fibrogenic cytokine storms, the inflammation cells, the inflammatory cells that kind of never, you never break that cycle. Obviously, staying hydrated should be one of the prime directives as well. And, of course, remineralizing the entire body. But for restoration of integrity of connective tissue, I come back to that trace element known as silicon, the humble, lovable silica. In the tea form, dried out and extracted in that way from Alta silica, and Jonathan's got that, and I would have her doing 12 a day. That's just what I would do. I would want at least 5,000 milligrams a day for a number of weeks until you start seeing improvement. Now, from the standpoint of homeopathic medicine, I've gone through this before. You can get like a rheumatism or rheumatic arthritis pain or sports injury formula from King Bio that has all of these ingredients and more, but I'll mention a few. My favorite, of course, Rus Toxicodendron for any form of stiffness, inflammatory response to the skeletal system. Rus Tox, Ruta, R-U-T-A, is excellent for the tendons and the cartilage as well. Ruta, R-U-T-A. And, of course, we go on to some other remedies like colchicum, C-O-L-C-H-I-C-U-M. I'll see if I can list these at the blog at robertscottbell.com because I always end up going through this faster. Because I don't want you to get bored. If I'm spelling out Latin names, come on, you're going to tune out. I know. I did the one show my wife said sucked the egg so bad. I was so tired. I was so jet lagged. I think I was coming back from I was probably coming off of red eye. And I was just blitzed out. And I was like, you know, I'm going to have to cover some homeopathic stuff. I think it was, I don't even remember what it was, something that Carolyn Dean had written. And I went through so many Latin name remedies, I even put my wife to sleep. So bear with me that I don't like to do this, and it's fast, and people complain, well, you went too fast. And now you're going to say, Robert, stop telling me about it. Just get to the point. Okay, back at it. Colchicum, I mentioned. Ruda, I mentioned Rust Tox. I even use pulsatilla because of its impact on the bloodstream to help cleanse the blood as well. And, of course, the uric acid is addressed, weirdly enough, by not only the Rust Tox, but also the cherry juice concentrates, which are not homeopathic, but complementary. All the compliments in the world to get this stuff out. Also, another great remedy, guaiacum. Guaiacum. I'll spell these out in the blog. I'll plan to do that to let you know. But remember, the silica is key here for rebuilding the skeletal tissue. I'm glad you're doing the magnesium. Do enough that you continue to relax and help rebuild. And there are other aspects or elements of the trace elements. So we talked about boron here, strontium, different things to rebuild integrity of skeletal system. But nothing is more important than getting that silica back in to your wife. So Patrick, call Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com and ask him about the different things that he has for that, including the whole food silica. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now, primary to all of this, again, detoxification, liver, because the metabolic waste, not excreting, not being transformed for easy excretion via the colon, via the kidneys, and the urinary system. And that is always the wholesale bottom line fundamental breakdown that leads to anything and everything, including the injury. Now, the injury may be because, well, I just got injured, but the recovery is dependent upon you increasing the efficiency with which your liver and excretory system is able to transform the metabolic and environmental wastes and get them the heck out of the body so that all the nutrients you're now getting into the gut, hopefully for absorption by your wife, will actually be there to rebuild that situation. Now, you can utilize all kinds of things, as I said, locally. For acute injuries, Arnica Montana. You can utilize topical Symphytum, which is the bone set, of course, the knit bone sometimes it's called. It's also known as comfrey, of course, and you can utilize that locally as well. But these are the things, these are the tools that you have to accelerate or get yourself out or get your wife out of the chronic pain, the chronic inflammation, the chronic degradation of an Achilles area of the body. Remember, that Achilles area is not just the heel. As they say symbolically, the Achilles heel of the body is the weak organ. It's the weak system. It's whatever it is in your body, or in this case in your wife's body, that we need to encourage that healing. And we'll continue to do so here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day, streaming through naturalnewsradio.com. Hopefully put your email in there and you'll get your daily updates. Go to robertscottbell.com, get the RSS feed there, whatever you can do. And we'll keep you plugged into all of the goings-on in the realm of healing without asking for permission. Yes, the rebellion is on, but it's a rebellion toward freedom. It's a rebellion away from tyranny. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world as we are wont to do here. And we're going to do some more of it after this break. In the meantime, I remind you very simply, and it is the truth, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to the second rollicking hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I was just trying to think on the break, where would I be going? And last night was chatting with some folks on the old Facebook there, and it shows me sometimes how far I have to go, how far I have to, how much I have to repeat myself, because new people are coming on board all the time, and it doesn't frustrate me, except recognizing that there are so many people that have yet to encounter this message of health freedom, and of course, the liberty that ensues from having health freedom. You know, I got a lot of people that come on board through, let's say, the love of liberty, like the Ron Paul crowd, which, you know, I'm right there with you. But they don't have a lick of understanding of how to take care of themselves. And this concerns me, because there are a lot of good people that love liberty, yet don't recognize their own Constitution. And I'm not, again, talking about the Constitution we just sort of paid homage to yesterday, because it was really the Declaration of Independence that led to the Constitution. We might have done better with just the Articles of Confederation, knowing what has happened with the centralization of power that was warned against by our founding fathers and even the framers of the Constitution. There were great battles between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. But back then, all the food was organic. Yeah, that's right. At the time of the founding of the country, there were no genetically modified organisms. They didn't have petrochemical fertilizers or petrochemical pesticides. Artificial colorings, flavorings, sweeteners. I mean, you name all the things that we've added into the mix. And I had someone ask me about how is it that we're living longer? You know, Robert, you talk all this game about, you talk such smack about, you know, the bad stuff about modern chemicals and chemistry, but look how long we're living. And that belies the fact that the statistics were skewed downward in years past because of poor sanitation, lack of adequate hygiene, nutritional or nutrient deficiencies, basic starvation issues that are not around in the same context today. And then you say, well, what do you mean, man? We got vaccinations. We got doctoring. We got antibiotics. I mean, come on, vitamin A, doesn't that count for something? Well, I suppose you could say that in some cases it might have eradicated acute infection. But it, in the process of doing so, it drove us deep into states of chronic disease, particularly the whole vaccination paradigm. But what really did advance from the time where, let's say, lifespan was in the 40s and 50s and 60s was news to where we're seeing now the 70s and 80s, sometimes more than that, this may shock some of you. It's because we've eradicated a lot of infant mortality because of the basic, you know, means by which we have better nutrition, better hygiene, better sanitation, and hopefully better medical practices in the birthing of babies, although to treat birthing like it's a disease and have it in a hospital all the time, I don't know that that's the ideal scenario, but look, this is where we're at. And so when you take out infant mortality, you skew the statistics much, much lower with infant mortality being high. In other words, if people are dying in the first couple of years of life, and you count them in the entire population, people could have been living to 70 or 80, but because there are a lot more people dying at 1 and 2 and 3, now you have lifespans that are skewed downward. You follow me here? If you eliminate the bulk of infant mortality because of these advancements in hygiene, sanitation, nutrition, now you have people. See, the thing is, the people that lived in those days, if they survived infancy, if they survived childhood into adulthood, most of them could expect to live very healthy old lives. I mean, look at Thomas Jefferson and look at Benjamin Franklin. Some of these guys lived a long time. Even John Adams lived to very old ages, even considered by today's standards. Of course, if you survived childhood, that was the case. But we got people that, you know, they ask me about, you know, they're dealing with a cold or a cough or a sore throat. I had one guy last night asking about hydrogen peroxide. Is that cool? Will that help with a fever? And in the next sentence, he says, I took a couple of Tylenol and I'm drinking a lot of water and orange juice. I don't know if the orange juice is even organic, but I guess the theory is like the old days. We talked about addressing orange juice because, oh, it's all that vitamin C. Well, if you really want vitamin C, eat some organic red, yellow, and the red and yellow peppers are my favorite. I mean, the orange ones are good. The green ones I don't like because they're not really ripe. I don't think you digest them very well. If you do, that's news to me, but that's just not my thing. I like them red and yellow and orange, the organic ones, filled with vitamin C and a lot of other complementary nutrients that are very helpful. If that's what you're after from a food source, and that's cool. But the glycemic impact of just doing loads of orange juice, especially if it's not organic, may defeat some of the benefit or purpose. And if you ever notice drinking a lot of orange juice, it's very mucus producing. Some people say dairy is mucus producing. Try drinking a glass of orange juice and see what kind of mucus is produced there. That may not be all bad. I mean, obviously, if you spit it up, pack it up, it's not something to do in polite company. But if it pulls things out of the body, I guess I'm okay with that. But the reality is, if you're taking Tylenol, I mean, that's the real reason why you're congesting your liver. You know, the liver is the main organ for detoxification. And if you basically are going through some kind of a microbial threat, viral, bacterial, or fungal, or toxicological assault, and you throw more toxins in, you're actually going to have less of an ability to recover as rapidly as you might have if you let the fever burn out. And you know, rather than taking a Tylenol any day of the week, I'd be doing homeopathic phosphorus, or even nothing at all would be better than the Tylenol. I mean, if you got a dangerously high fever of 105, you know, there are other methods by which you can reduce that fever in an emergency situation, even without having to resort to Tylenol. But seriously, come on, homeopathic phosphorus, all you adults out there, and if you have kids, homeopathic belladonna, and you have the ability to address a fever safely without squashing it. Because if the body needs a fever, you don't want to squash it. That is how you drive things into states of chronicity. But then it dawned on me, like the questions that I'll get next is like, well, how do I take it? How often do I take it? And what potency? Always with homeopathy, there are many additional questions. Now, the good news here is that it's pretty much idiot proof. You can't harm yourself with a homeopathic medicine. I mean, if you keep hammering away at a remedy of what we call high attenuation or high potency, some people will get a proving. You know, it'll be like the actual symptoms come out, but in most cases, it'll be nothing. In fact, most people that are chronically ill, congested liver, poor digestion, they don't even have the energy, the vitality to respond appropriately to even the right remedy if that remedy is given in too high a potency. I'm just sharing with you my clinical experience here. You may disagree if you're a homeopath out there. I don't mind. Now, look, you know, if you've got a different clinical experience on it, I respect that. But I'm just sharing with you, that's why I like to utilize the low attenuations, low potencies. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means you utilize it differently. So like last hour when I talked about, you know, someone had the question about the gout, arthritis. I added the tendonitis issue with the Achilles tendon. I would tend to do a 10X, a 12X, 12C, 6X, 6C very, you know, frequently. In other words, you know, first hourly, close to an acute injury, of course. And then even more frequently if you need it, like Arnica very frequently at the state of an injury. If you have a low attenuation, use it more frequently. If you have a 30C, 30X or higher, then you can take it less frequently. But as you seek improvement and see improvement, you actually can take the remedy less frequently. So if we're talking about the tendonitis type recovery, and let's say we picked out one of those remedies like Ruta, R-U-T-A, and we might have a 10X or a 12X or 12C, something like that, or 6X. We might start with the first few days taking it every hour, every couple of hours, really kicking that energy into gear, low attenuation. And as you seek your continual improvement, maybe you're doing it two or three times a day. And as you carry on from there, maybe once a day for a while, and then every other day. You know, look, based on how your body is responding, let your symptoms be your guide. It's your body's tool to communicate with you. You know, these are some of the basics, you say homeopathy 101, I suppose. If you have a higher attenuation or potency, then use it. You may not need to use it as frequently, but it also, outside of an acute phase scenario, may not be appropriate for you to even respond to it in a high potency. And this is where the American way of life goes, Robert, I don't want that 6, I want a 30. Hey, give me a 30,000, give me a 50,000, right? Not always appropriate to go that way, not always necessary either. And I'm all about efficiency and efficacy. So find out what works. So use a lower attenuation first more frequently. So when we talk about homeopathic phosphorus for a fever, you know, adult like Mark, my Facebook friend, was asking me yesterday. Again, I would use a low attenuation frequently. See what it does. If it needs to boost a fever, it'll boost it. Do you know how important a fever is? It's very important. Not many adults and not every child even has the energy to muster a good fever nowadays. That's not good. We have to be able to overcome these microbial assaults and even toxicological assaults. But again, if you're willing to take Tylenol, it tells me you're new to the program. You haven't been listening. And I don't accuse you of anything, but hey, you haven't been listening. Okay, it's not a crime. But now that you're here, listen, go to the archives, download the archives, just pull shows out, put them on your iPad, your iPod, whatever. Give a listen because this is life-changing information every day. Some days I have some killer guests, and I say that jokingly because we're all about healing and health and living, not killing. But you know what I mean. And other times, hey, look, I don't have guests every day, every hour. And I'll just riff on the news or whatever comes through on Facebook or some of the – by the way, new listeners, you can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and we'll get you plugged in that way. But here you go. You take that the phosphorus for the fever frequently and then ease off the gas pedal as you go. And then the same guy was talking about reflux, acid reflux. This is what I lived with for much of my young life, the first 20, 24 years of my life, always with acid indigestion, gas, bloating. Oh, man, just don't like thinking about it and remembering it. Ah, those were the days. Those were the days when I was afraid of the sun. That's right, when modern medicine ruled the roost and they told me, Robert Scott Bell, you don't go out in that sun. You don't want to get skin cancer. They didn't give a flip if I had any vitamin D in me or not. In fact, it'd be better if I didn't because then I'd always need them and their drugs. That would be the illusion. And I got some sun yesterday. Did you guys spend some outdoor time yesterday, Independence Day? We did. Had a load of fun in the sunshine, got some vitamin D. But boy, when you ramp it up like that, the next day, you're kind of relaxed a little bit. You know, if you didn't get burned, I didn't get burned, but you're like, wow, man, I'm just buzzing on the vitamin D. So if I'm like sounding just cool Robert today, you'll know why. I'm buzzing on some sunshine today from yesterday. Anyway, we got lots more rocking and rolling and healing to do. I come out of this day after Independence Day fired up on some issues. I'm going to look through the news cycle here on the break, figure out where to go, see if there are more questions I need to answer. In fact, I do on the acid reflux issue. I'm going to go more into that. I think there was another question related to that. And this is a big ongoing problem. Gastrointestinal medicines, big billions of dollars of business between Prevacid and Prilosec and who knows what else there was. I grew up on Tums and Rolaids. In fact, yesterday I was talking at one of the outings for the 4th of July. And one of the ladies was taking Tums a lot. And I just remembered all of my days taking Tums. So yeah, when we come back, I'll talk more about digestive health, the Tums and Rolaids that I had to take as a kid and as a teenager just to get by and how I've gotten past that. If it helps even one person, it's worth it. So thank you for helping me rock the health world and allowing me into your iPod, iPad, living room, computer, car, wherever you're listening today. Thank you for helping me rock it. I appreciate it very much. Lots more healing to go on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, as well as those of you listening through TalkStreamLive.com. I appreciate you coming in through there as well. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers of Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell Show. To reminisce on my childhood days on drugs, and I wasn't on the street, man. Getting them from the doctor, the corner drugstore. We were hopped up on all kinds of fun stuff. Suppressing all the allergy symptoms they could muster, suppressing. But the gastrointestinal thing was the big time. I was just talking to you about the Tums generation. Antacids, right? As if we actually were producing too much acid, which... The sad irony of those smart doctors is that I found out, like most Americans, that we were not producing enough stomach acid. And we were absolutely blocking the basic functions of digestion, the breakdown of proteins, all the things our stomach was designed to do. And because we believed the lies of Big Pharma and the docs who were trained as minions to just parrot back whatever the drug reps, the cheerleaders told them to do, we basically dutifully said, yes, doc, I'll take my drug. I'll take my medicine. I'll take my pill gladly. And can you give me 10 more? I didn't know better until I woke up one day. You know, it was over time, over the teen years, but the Tums, Rolaids generation, this was before they had the proton pump inhibiting drugs that really just block the production of acid altogether. And then, of course, lead to tremendous, deficiency diseases, for one, because you can't break down things if you don't have the acids of the stomach to do the job to start. But also give rise to new microbial life forms because you alter the digestive integrity. You destroy it, literally. You alter the terrain. Suddenly, hey, look who's there, H. pylori. Yeah, hooray. Boo, H. pylori. You're going to give me a stomach ulcer? And now we have Clostridium difficile, Yeah, I never heard of that before. You know, this is the kind of thing that we do. We alter the terrain and we just scratch our head as modern man, modern medical man, is like, whoa, gee, where did that come from? I wonder, what happened there? A microbe appeared out of thin air. It beamed down from the Star Trek Enterprise. And, of course, you blame it on aliens, right? It's a bird flu. It's a pig flu. It's a goat flu. We'll blame it on the animals. They're not Republican or Democrat. Everybody will get on board. They'll be afraid of the microbe, right? That's the whole game that's played. The whole false dichotomy of Democrats and Republicans, it dissolves for convenience sake when it comes time for the CDC to yell, H5N1, oh no! Don't fall for it. And so all of my new listeners, you are welcome to basically traverse back in time, not even that long ago, to the hundreds of hours that we have available for you. For download, to listen, and you can learn so much. You can transform your life and health for the better. Not just for me, but from all the wonderful guests that get to pop in here from time to time to let loose on subject matter that the old media, except very rarely, like that CNN article out last hour I mentioned, just an accident, a happy accident. How did that get there? Somebody at CNN's head's going to roll for allowing that germs are good article to actually appear. Which is really great for me to see. I'm glad. That's a good sign. And that's why you'll call, you know, after the segment here, you'll call Jonathan. You'll say, hey, Jonathan, I heard Robert talking about the probiotics. Goodbye. I heard you got some. And he does. 866-424-1077. He'll hook you up. He'll hook you up. And, of course, with the promotion of acid production, you will have the cessation of the so-called blowouts, the reflux, the acid reflux, because digestion will be proper again. Now, it took me a couple of years to pretty much get rid of most of it, although it's still a weak point for me for a long time. Had to work and work and work, but this is for me, canary in the coal mine, RSB, for 24 years of having these chronic ailments and digestive difficulties. Now, you do the math. If you've been ill for 24 years and it takes you 2 years to recover, I know some Americans, some of my fellow Americans go, Robert, that's way too long. Man, I don't got 2 years to wait around to get well. Give me a pill. I want it done now. And I talk about my gastrointestinal diseases and what I know now, in addition to homeopathic medicine and such, with the Silver Aloe Protocol I've talked to. Again, go back and listen. I'm going to do a seminar, I promise. I'm going to do a focal pointed hour or 2 hour long. I'm not sure. I'm working on this now, but I've got to let you know so you can go into that. But if I knew then what I know now, I probably could have condensed the 2 years into 2 months, certainly on the gastrointestinal recovery. And so when we talk about reflux, we all often talk about magnesium deficiencies. Understand that the minerals are key for the production of these acids. And if you don't have enough of the minerals, the body will find a way to get the minerals and they'll often take them right out of your bones. That's right. And then you have these basically osteoporotic, osteopenia-type scenarios where you have the deficiencies because the diet doesn't contain the minerals and the body's going, well, I got some in there. I'll just use it from there. And then they tell you, oh, it's all about calcium. It's a calcium deficiency. When we find out, we cover here on this show, the science that shows that we're taking too much calcium as it is. And calcification, if you will, whether it be a bone spur or whether it be arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis, we're talking about calcification in the tissues of the body. And we need to increase our other trace minerals. And that includes a macro mineral, if you can call it that, like magnesium. By the way, you can go back and re-listen to a lot of my Healing Revolution Friday segments with Dr. Frank King. We actually spent a number of weeks together early on talking about gastrointestinal distress, different problems of the GI tract, how to deal with it homeopathically. And I think you'll get a lot, you'll glean a lot of great information as to how to even manipulate certain organs, moving the viscera externally. It's fascinating, fascinating stuff we've covered here. I'm just stunned when I look back and I go, wow, we did that? This is so cool. And of course, if you have further questions, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So if I went over anything too quickly, just let me know. Send me an email, Facebook me, whatever you do, tweet. I don't know how to use Twitter so well. Otherwise, I tweet out sometimes, or I have my producer will tweet out. That's sometimes if I'm on the air, I can't do it myself. But we'll Twitter out what's going on the show. There's probably a lot more I could be doing with it. I'm still learning, still a neophyte. If you have any suggestions, I'm open to them. I'm open to them, absolutely. I wouldn't be here, wouldn't be alive today if I wasn't open to suggestion. And no, I don't mean hypnotic suggestion. That's not what I'm talking about. You are getting very sleepy. No, I'm relaxed now. I was fired up a while back. Now I'm just like, oh, I'm just chilling out. Let's see who we answer to next. Anyway, more news on the horizon. Actually, more news right now. This is fascinating. Here's a story out of Medical News Today, and it's in the subject frame of allergies. I love allergy talk because that was another part of me. This is when I was talking with some folks yesterday at the July 4th outing. You know, all the things that I had, because they were asking me about a lot of gastrointestinal issues. I said, yep, I had that. Here we go. This is what we do. Oh, really? Cool. Well, let me tell you this, I have this too. And I'd say, well, yeah, I had that. You know, it's just like keep naming off these things that I had all these diseases. And I said, well, that's why I do what I do. I had to get all these illnesses to be able to talk about them. Not from book knowledge, but from real, genuine experience in recovery from them. But here, in the case of allergen-induced asthma, herbal medicine treatment evidently reduces inflammation. Here's another shocker. Medical News Today is acknowledging that the plant kingdom can help you overcome allergen-induced asthma. And researchers here from Boston University School of Medicine, BUSM they call it, using a traditional Korean medicine, Socheongryongtang, SCRT, that has long been used for the treatment of allergic diseases in Asia, found that SCRT treatment alleviates asthma-like pulmonary inflammation via suppression of specific chemokines or proteins. These findings appear online in the Annals of Allergy and Asthma and Immunology. Of course, I've dealt with asthma for many years, and I've talked about it a number of times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, even since we've launched on Groundhog Day of 2011 here on Natural News Radio. And asthma, of course, is a secondary or tertiary response when we have liver and digestive problems, where the lungs now have to compensate for the failure of the excretory system to adequately transform and eliminate metabolic and environmental waste. The body's not stupid. No, you can't fool Mother Nature. The body's going to know. It's like, dude, we got to get this stuff out of here. Where are we going to go? Let's see. What other ways do we have to get out of the body? Let me think. Well, the skin's there. No, don't like that in this body. Not enough. No, let's sell it. Hey, look, he's breathing in some oxygen, breathing out some carbon dioxide. That's waste. That's excretory. That's excretion. Let's go there. And so it's party on time. We're sending the toxins to your lungs. And then you have these pro-inflammatory responses. You may have further irritants. You may have further allergies due to the gastrointestinal inflammation leading to leaky gut, leading to macromolecules and large proteins entering your bloodstream and creating autoimmune diseases ultimately. And then exhaustion. Absolute exhaustion of the immune system. And hey, there's some interesting things. I'm going to look to see if I can get some docs on to talk about immunology 101. I've always talked about the difference between self and non-self, right? We don't know the difference between self and non-self. If we're our immune system, you do. Your immune system knows the difference. But then they say, well, Robert, why is it that we have autoimmune disease? Why do some people's immune systems attack themselves, like in rheumatoid arthritis, like in lupus? Right? And even neurological degradation, they say sometimes we see autoimmune reactions or responses. And I say the body knows exactly what it's doing. It knows what self and non-self, but the self has been so corrupted from deficiencies and toxin proficiencies and sheer exhaustion that the immune system says, hey, that's no longer me. That is no longer me, and I'm going after you. The dumb docs suppress your immune system at that point and give you cancer. That's right, iatrogenic cancer. The smart ones, those that are out there, those that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, those that appear on the Robert Scott Bell Show, know that we've got to restore integrity to self. We've got to detoxify the cells. We got to increase the glutathione levels. That's why I do the One World Way, right? Glutathione levels go up. We take our selenium. We take the whey protein that's not been pasteurized, so it actually is alive and able to do its work and get you the nutrients you need to enhance glutathione production and detoxify your cells, your liver. And therefore, we heal the asthma without even addressing asthma by healing the liver, by healing the gut, by increasing the levels of glutathione that are produced to detoxify it via the normal excretory channels or pathways. This is how we play on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We make it so simple that my son, who's now entering sixth grade, can understand it. My little girl just turned six, so I'll give her a little bit of time, but she does understand the difference between organic and synthetically grown foods. And that's something we want to train them early on to understand that. So anyway, back to this asthma story. I'm going on a calf path of the mind here. You're just going to travel along with me. We'll walk on the grass a bit, see where we end up, and hopefully one of us gets healed. And usually that does happen. So how do we get rid of asthma? Let's say if we were going to address the digestive system, I talked about healing the digestive system. I don't want to overlook another interesting tea, if you will. And this is also made by the same company that makes the Alta Health products, the silica that I like. They have a tea. It's a powder that you turn into a tea with warm water to activate it, called Cangest, C-A-N-G-E-S-T. I think Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy also has that. But if you really want to correct long-term the digestive function, I think it comes back to the issue of reflux. I apologize. I'm just jumping back and forth now. There's something you can also do. Take a little teaspoon or sometimes a little less, put it in some warm water, drink it down three times a day prior to meals. It's not a quick fix. It's not like, snap, it's done. But it heals. It helps correct the function over time. And that, of course, will impact on the issue of asthma. Now, if we're addressing the asthma directly, oh, heck, man, I'm out of time again. All right, let me take a break here. We come back. I'm going to go back through some remedies for asthma, some strategies to address, let's say, bring down the symptoms if you're in crisis, as well as break the cycle of recurrence. We come back to liver and intestines. Hey, this is a little rockin' and rollin' for Independence, post-Independence Day, to give you the power to heal, because you deserve it. It's yours. You just forgot, like I did. I didn't know I forgot. Now it's time to remember, all right? Remembership has its privileges. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we talk rights, not privileges. Birthright, right? You're here. The healing is happening. We got lots more to do. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Rockin' and rollin' the health world today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a four-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert
Bryan. He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent
Scott,
man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What did I say I was going to do? Intestinal? No, we did intestinal. Let's see. Respiratory? Yes, respiratory. We're back. The calf path back to the lungs, the pulmonary system. And, of course, I described to you how the compensation of the body is brilliant, that when the detox pathways are congested in certain body types, like mine, you know, the thing will be thrown out through the respiratory system, sinuses in the lungs, and when we look at somebody, they have a lung problem, they have a sinus problem, like they're just a lung. You over there, you know who you are, I'm pointing to you. You're just a sinus cavity. You're not a whole person. Of course, you're a toe, right? Your podiatrist says you're a toe. The ear, nose, and throat guy says you're an ear, you're a nose, you're a throat. The gastroenterologist says you're a stomach or a gallbladder or a liver. And never the twain or the whole person shall meet in modern medicine. The ultimate generalists are the homeopaths. They have to know a little bit about everything or a lot of bit about everything. Doesn't make me or anybody better or worse. It just that's just what you got to do. And in medicine, where's the family doctor? The family doctor was eschewed for the specialist, where the big money was. Where we began to isolate, you know, genetic determinism. We have body parts are us. We'll remove them. We'll replace them if you get lucky. But you can be wealthy and still not be lucky enough to get a new liver. And, of course, when you get the new liver or any other new organ, they're likely going to put you on anti-rejection medicines, which are immunosuppressant for the rest of your life. Means you're susceptible to every and any and every anything going around. And, of course, if the detox pathways are clogged, again, we come back to the pulmonary system, to the lungs. So what are we going to do? We talked about healing the liver, healing the gut. What if we want to directly address the lungs themselves? And one of the greatest herbs on planet Earth when we deal with pulmonary or lung issues is lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A, lobelia tincture. Have you gotten yours? Have you made yours? And you don't need a lot. If you take some good lobelia tincture, and let's take a dropper full, like in a 1 or 2 ounce bottle. It's just a dropper full. I don't know, it's 30, 40, 50, 60 drops. And drop it into a large glass of water. A large glass of water. And just sip on that water over the next few hours. No guzzling. That's something else. Shoot the silver and yellow. That's fine. But this is a sipper, all right? Tea sipper, if you will. You're going to sip down that lobelia water mix over time. And you're going to see some tremendous things happening with lung afflictions, lung inflammation, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, COPD, you name it. And so this is a really good thing to know about. Now, as a homeopath, I know of a number of certain remedies, and from time to time I do repeat them because there are new listeners all the time. So if you're an old-timer here and you know this, bear with me. You know, you turn down the volume, dance a little bit, all right? Sing to yourself. But here I'm helping all those that are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now with lung ailments, lung diseases. Of course, ephedra was a great option when you had it. Of course, they banned it, and they said, well, no, we didn't actually ban it. But that's a whole other story. I'm not going to go into that right now. But the most important, let's say, polycrest for the lungs when we talk about asthma is often antimonium tartaricum, homeopathic antimonium tartaricum. I'm making notes here, so I want to put this in the show notes, antimonium tartaricum, because I knew I was going to talk about lungs when I was reviewing all of these things going on. And this story is fascinating about a Korean herb. I'm thrilled that they're covering it. But how many people are going to have a Korean doctor that even knows about SCRT to give it to them for their inflammation of their lungs? I'll hazard a guess, not many unless you're in Korea. So that's the reason I wanted to tell you about some of these other herbal and homeopathic remedies. Like I said, antimonium tartaricum. And if we talk about even more primary than that, I would utilize the common hops, the wild hops in homeopathic form. Those are known as Bryonia alba, B-R-Y-O-N-I-A. Bryonia is often used with a dry hacking cough. I mean, there's a lot of things because it's a liver polycrest. It has many functions, many uses for the liver. And yes, it tends to work with a lot of things. You can use it on a headache. You can use it on, we talk about lungs again, cough. So Bryonia would be my first starting point along with antimonium tartaricum. Now, if you have other aspects of coughing suppressant that you were on, whatever. We want to also look to Drosera rotundifolia, Drosera with a D as in David, D-R-O-S-E-R-A, Drosera, as well as, let's see, we got Antimonium tartaric, and we got Drosera, we got Spongia tosta. Spongia, how could I forget that? It's the calf path kind of day. You have to bear with me. All the sunshine. I'm a happy boy. So we got Spongia tosta, we got Antimonium tartaricum, we got Bryonia alba. Now you've got a cabinet full of options for asthma, for bronchitis, for COPD, in addition to the lobelia. And by the way, that lobelia, remember it was on like the Dirty Dozen? Remember Consumer Reports put out a Dirty Dozen? Oh, stay away from these dangerous things. And of course, lobelia was on there. Now, I'm not telling you to chug gallons of this stuff. You got to be responsible about this. I, you know, encourage you to read and learn. That's why you put a squirt of stuff into a big glass of water. You sip on the water. No problem. This is the way you use it appropriately. But my God, they don't believe that you are capable as an American to figure this stuff out. So they want to ban it like Dick Turbin, the Durbin Durbin. Oh, there I go again. Yeah, getting riled up on that issue. And all I'm saying is set you free to know the truth and make your decision. You still want to go for some drugs, some steroid inhalers? That's your choice. You want to suppress your immune system? That's your freedom. The power to heal is yours. The power to screw up your health is yours, too, in ignorance. I'm not saying that you're arrogant. You could be ignorant like I was. I didn't know. I believed the doctors. Of course, that led me not down a primrose path, but one that was filled with so much that I was motivated just like breathing, right? How bad do you want oxygen? And put your head underwater, we'll find out real fast how bad do you want oxygen. How bad do you want to be well? How bad do you want liberation, right? How bad do you want to be free? Or should I say, how badly do you want to be free? If I'm going to say it right, because my wife's going to slap me with an L-Y after the show. What do you say bad? How bad do you? It's how badly do you want it? Yes, I know. Is it, that was lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Everybody remember Schoolhouse Rock? Yes, lolly, lolly, lolly. Get your L-Y attachments. Thank you, honey. I heard you in my head. She didn't actually say that. You know how you have 17 years I've been married now. You think that we're not able to talk with one another without using words? Come on. Husbands, wives out there, you know what I'm talking about? Could be a simple look, but you don't even have to be present. You see the look in your mind's eye. It's over. Okay, honey, I know. I said it wrong. I'll say it right. All right, I hope I covered enough on the lung issue for now. I mean, we can revisit these things from time to time. What else is in the news, Don? We got some more stuff here. There's some body odd stuff. Oh, yes, I've seen those five-hour energies. That's right. Listen to this. Now, this tells you, see, this is the kind of thing that unfortunately feeds into Dick Durbin's belief about stupid Americans. Americans are too stupid to take care of themselves. We got to ban all the supplements. It's like, never mind, the drugs are killing stupid Americans. The smart ones are taking supplements. Five-hour energy binge. Lands woman in hospital. Oh, good Lord. Have you seen these little shots? They're like, I don't know. They're probably at all the convenience stores. Like, you go in to fill up with gas, and then they say, hey, you want some gas for your body, too? Take this shot. Five-hour energy. So if you are needing a little bit of adrenaline boost, I mean, what are you going to do? Just inject yourself with epinephrine pens? No, you just take a shot of this five-hour energy. They just crank up and isolate caffeine and hop it up for all it's worth. But there's evidently a lady, a 22-year-old woman. She arrived at an emergency room complaining of upper abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and a slight fever. And this is according to the June 22nd edition of the Journal of Medical Case Reports. A scan of her midsection was normal. I mean, we're going to have Anthony House. Is that the guy's name, House? Dr. House? I apologize. My wife likes that. I don't get to see it much. But House, the doc. This is going to be a great episode. Scan of her midsection was normal. She was sent home. She returned, however, even sicker and bathed in a yellowish tint. Jaundice, meaning her liver was failing. Doctors diagnosed this woman with acute hepatitis. I might say, maybe she was taking Tylenol. Staff checked her for viruses, alcohol, drugs, nothing. The woman then revealed a key part of the story. Her diet over the previous 2 weeks, 10 bottles of 5-hour energy per day. Come on, in a month that's big news. 10 bottles per day for the last 2 weeks. The story goes, math time, lady. If the product indeed provides a 5-hour boost, that 2-week binge totals 700 hours of energy. And there are only 336 hours in 2 weeks. Must have been one hell of a deadline she was on, they said. I think the doctors are perceiving that she may have overdosed on the one main ingredient, niacin, which is also called vitamin B3, and I think it's in there in a synthetic form, which can damage the liver when ingested in high amounts. But she was treated, and you know, the symptoms diminished. She was okay after that. But, of course, now they have to print recommendations on their label. If they weren't before, do not exceed 2 bottles per day. The shots contain caffeine comparable to a cup of coffee, they add. But the drink sales pitch, 0 sugar, 4 calories, no waiting, no hassles, potential liver failure if you do like this 22-year-old woman. So thank you very much for giving Dick Durbin and Henry Waxman some ammunition to go after dietary supplements. No one in their right mind would do that. And clearly this 22-year-old was not in her right mind. What she was trying to achieve, I have no idea. But liver failure is what she nearly got. Tell me you're not going to do that if you need energy. But what do you do? I mean, thing is, if you can't tolerate much caffeine like I couldn't, you know, in my days of college, you know, I did it through university. I remember, I say abusing caffeine, but I used it medicinally, right? If you had to cram all night, stay up late, finish a project, and the caffeine was useful in just keeping you going. But I would jitter, man. I would do the jitterbug big time when I was caffeinated on coffee. And I would drink it black because I didn't want to get addicted to it. You know, I was like, oh, this tastes awful. I'm going to do it. Now, actually, I like the taste of it. I don't drink much of it, but I like it black. But the thing is, it didn't work for me. Now, some years ago, I was introduced, because I've been in the natural product industry for so many years, I was introduced to something called yerba mate. Yerba mate or yerba mate, right? Depending on how your accent is. From Paraguay, there's a national drink down there. They're drinking it from childhood. And, of course, it has caffeine, although some have argued that it is a stereoisomer. In other words, it sits in space differently than caffeine. It's called matine. Suffice it to say, this has got so many minerals in it. I think it's related to the holly bush. But it's got so many minerals. It's like a green tea on nutritional steroids. And I've been drinking that for years. It gives me an energy lift. But I don't have the so-called jitters that come from drinking a lot of coffee or caffeine. So for me, that's really a one dynamic way that we can, like say, address the energy levels in the body without depleting the adrenals, because it doesn't deplete them. It's more adaptogenic in this case. And that's a good thing for long-term recovery. I can think of one more thing I can do for energy homeopathically, but I'm going to do that after this break. Stay with me. We got to take a break here. We got one more segment here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Put your emails in there. And if you'd like to call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, guess what? Oh, look what popped up on the radar. A moment of what? Oh, we haven't done one of these in a while. Yeah, great story, Don. Way to go, man. We'll do that as well after this break.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, one more energy tip before the show wraps today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to do. In fact, we got an MOD. I'll explain that for my new listeners momentarily. But what if you were up late with the fireworks last night, Independence Day, right? What are you going to do? At that point, you got your choice. You're going to hop up on 10 5-hour energies and go into to the hospital for a liver failure? No, you're not going to do that. You drink 10 cups of coffee and jitter for days? No, you're not going to do that. Maybe you're going to drink some yerba mate. Maybe you don't have any. Well, here's a simple tip for you. Homeopathic medicine. The remedy is known as arsenicum album. Arsenicum album. It's a form of arsenic, which you would never take in a mother's form, in the mother state. But in a homeopathic form, it's completely non-toxic. So if you could find arsenicum album in like a 10X, a 12X, a 12C, something like that, even if it's a 30X or 30C, take a dose of that when once in a while when you need it. It has a powerful impact on your adrenal glands. Now, I'm not telling you to do that and do not change your lifestyle. But of course you need to change your lifestyle. You need to remineralize. All of these things are very essential for energy. We talked about GTF chromium, people with no energy. You take 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium from choosetobehealthy.com, you will get energized. But I'm talking instantaneously, like when I go, jet lag. Right? One of the remedies you'll find in like the bio reset jet lag is going to be arsenicum. And that's the King Bio Remedy. And you're going to find out how fast it works to help you modulate, get through a crisis. It's not a crutch, but in a pinch, arsenicum is awesome. Really an awesome remedy. And it's a polycrust. It works for so many things. Poisoning, digestive issues, pain issues. Oh, there's a load of things. But arsenicum is great specifically for what we call the adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. And so this leads me, because I get exhausted when I read about some of these studies. Oh, by the way, there's super organic, super dark chocolate, which is awesome. That's like cappuccino. They add in organic cappuccino. Yeah, that could be good for energy too. Don't recommend abusing it, but just another thought along the way. All right. Courtesy of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, this is something where we talk about science a lot of times. We sometimes scour the news articles. Sometimes we scour the medical journals to find out what kind of scientific studies are out there to help us along the way. Sometimes researchers analyze data that's called a meta-analysis. And sometimes what they find is so absurd. Sometimes the studies themselves are so absurd, trying to find something so absurd, that we can only call it our moment of what?
Moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by college students. No. Actually, the scientists who study them. This is an amazing story. Anybody remember drinking in college? Did you ever black out? Yes, that's right. Well, they actually studied this and found out that college blackouts are linked to future drinking injuries. Listen to this. Somebody paid for this. The more memory blackouts a college student experiences when drinking, the more likely he or she is to suffer an injury while drinking at some time in the future. Yeah, that's according to a U.S. and Canadian researcher analyzed data. Almost 800 undergraduates and more than 150 postgraduate students were monitored for 2 years. Couldn't you see this coming? I mean, let's figure this out. The students that black out regularly in college, are they more likely or less likely to have negative experiences in the future when they're drinking, like an injury? Yeah, okay. I don't think it took much to study that. Now, most of the students with blackouts were those aged 18 to 20. That's below the drinking age, isn't it? You see, that drinking is going on just as it always has been on college campuses. What we need to do is get Dick Durbin to ban college. Come on, Dick. You care about kids? You care about them not being hard? Oh, but alcohol is legal. Oh, dee-do-do-do. What about for 18 to 20-year-olds? Not legal for them. Well, why don't you ban alcohol? Oh, you're not going to ban alcohol? You like the taxes too much? Well, why don't you ban colleges, universities? We might get smarter. We might find out we don't have to go into debt to find a job or to create one or to be an entrepreneur. Blackouts. I think Dick Durbin blacked out too many times the way he treats us. Little children that can't take care of ourselves. In this study, the blackouts referred to the inability to recall events rather than the loss of consciousness as a result of too much drinking. Okay, so a blackout could be, I just forgot. It's like the hangover, right? I don't know if you passed out, but you forgot what happened. The overall prevalence of alcohol-related injuries was just over 25%, and the risk was the same for women and men. The more alcohol-related blackouts a student experienced, the greater the risk of accidental injury. Don, I am so glad we found this study because I was not going to know what to do without having this bit of information about kids that are underage and drinking and blacking out, maybe having injuries later in life. But thanks for pointing that out, bringing that to my attention. By the way, if you do have a hangover, you say a little bit of the hair of the dog that bit you. If you were to drink some more alcohol in the morning, your hangover would go away. I am not advocating that. What I'm advocating here is liver help, hydration and liver help, remineralizing, taking some homeopathic Bryonia alba, some Nux vomica, some chelidonium. These homeopathic polycrests for the liver would be greatly helpful. How about a coffee enema? Yes, try to convince a college student. Don't drink that coffee, put it up your bum. But really, just as I take this seriously with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, it's one of the most profound tools, profound ways to rapidly detoxify the body and help the liver along, although in conjunction with hydration and remineralization. And those of you who want to do remineralization homeopathically, you can do the Schussler cell salts. I don't have time to go into that fully right now, but you've got ferrum fos, you've got natrum fos, you've got cali fos. I mean, these are different cell salts that are taken usually in low attenuation or potency, like 6X, and they're just kind of, they're tonifying for the body. They tonic the body. And this is another thing post-hangover. Again, I'm not advocating over-drinking, but if you want to find out the validity and viability of alternative or integrative or natural medicine, healing integrative medicine, you just try to get an acute scenario going, like a hangover, which is an acute response to liver poisoning, basically alcohol poisoning. And you will, between hydration, remineralization, and the homeopathic liver remedies, coffee enemas, herbs for the liver, all of these things will do wonders. I would increase my selenium. Yes, I would. I would do a lot of whole food selenium in the morning. And remember, I just, you know, it reminds me again what I had to do with my daughter and my son, because we kind of slacked off on the supplements, the whole food selenium, the sea vegetation, the chromium, the different things that we would give the kids. And we're like, all right, vacation time, holiday time, we'll slack off a little while. Okay, 2 weeks later, sniffles, sneezes, earache, and all we needed to do was encourage the liver to work again, do some other things, reintroduce the selenium, the chromium, also ear candles, and gone in the span of a day. This is how it can be. This is how it should be. But this is how it isn't, because most Americans have been indoctrinated by big government, big pharma, and big media that the power to heal is not theirs, and for them to think so, it's absurd. What's absurd is that anybody would listen to these pundits, these authoritarians, who are trying to distance you from reality, to distance you from your power, from disconnecting you, from making you forget the blackouts, right? The media blackouts, the government blackouts, the big pharma blackouts. These are the things that are shuttling us away from liberty, because we've forgotten who we are and where we fit into the universe. I'm just here to remind you, right? Remembership has its privileges? No, it has its rights. And that's the kind of thing we do here every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for riding with me on my calf pass today. Been a wild ride. I don't even know half of what I've done, but I hope it's been wonderful for you. I'll ask my wife. She'll tell me. Anyway, thanks for being here. We'll rock the health world some more. We've got lots of great guests lined up. And, of course, every day starting at noon Eastern, playing around the clock from there, the Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty on Natural News Radio. Time to sign off? Yeah, you know what I'm going to say. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Got myself worked up over nothing today. All the trash is in my head, I gotta throw it away. It's alright, it's alright. It's looking like we're getting there. Over here, coming clear. Place that has no lines, at times I cry.